Yeah, so this is after. Oh, what did we call it before in the last radio? After. It's when we're kind of on a pause. We're on a pause. So we're in English now.
No, impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah,
The
because
impossible pause.
no, it's not impossible to do a pause, but we have to do 2 hours of
Yeah.
the Alice Berg.
Of course, yeah. We have
Okay.
another hour to
Yeah.
go, but this is the pause. We're
Okay. Oh, this
pausing.
is the break. The break. I want to go to my friends.
Your friends.
Yeah.
You can order them up at any moment in life.
Yes. They are so good.
Well, we were just listening to Cockney Rebel.
We were.
And when I was a kid, I had a girlfriend who introduced me to Cockney Rebel.
All of them? All the
No,
language?
the music of Cockney Rebel.
Oh.
It was a beautiful romantic summer. I can't remember when, but yeah. So, how were you introduced? How did you know about Cockney
74.
Rebel?
I
Yeah.
heard it in a bar.
What bar? What were you doing in the bar?
Listening to
Was that the reason you went to the bar?
Hey, come and go to this bar and listen to Cockney Rebel.
Yeah, well,
No,
it was a
I don't.
24-hour
No, I don't know.
Cockney
This is
Rebel
just
bar.
this little. It's
Whereabouts?
just a thing.
What's that? Who's that? He's in love.
Yeah.
He's just in love. I don't know what that is. Renus is searching frantically for his friends. His 135 friends. Do you think people know exactly how many friends they have in this day of Facebook and MySpace and all that? Do you
That's a
think
good question.
people know exactly how many friends they have?
Do people know exactly what a friend is?
Okay, how do you define a friend?
This guy who gives you money when you're in big trouble.
Really? I don't know what to say to that. Yes, girlfriends. I did actually. First, I want to know where the bar was that you went in, that you heard Cockney Rebel first.
You want to see it on Google Maps?
No, the people out there won't be able to see it on Google Maps unless you have the actual coordinates.
Oh, that's true.
But what country was it?
In the Netherlands, in the
Okay.
south of Holland, and the street doesn't exist anymore, like most of the streets where I grew up. And in the then beginning of the 70s, a little bit gay tradition, it was very Catholic, Baroque, full of things that looked like it was robbed out of a monastery or a church. A bit dark and full of hashish, I think. It's one of the two bars in the town where you could
Yeah.
smoke hashish.
Ah, funnily enough, now I suddenly remember, and actually that's not a lie because I've been trying to hold this memory in my mind just before I asked you about which bar it was. I was on my way to Amsterdam once with someone else, and it doesn't matter who that other person was, it doesn't bear any relevance to the story, but one of the members of Cockney Rebel were actually in the same plane because we were talking, chatting away to him. I think he played the violin or something. But this was about 10 years after, so they were still touring around, so they
Oh,
were quite a lot
really?
older.
Oh.
Yeah. So I actually met
Yeah.
one of the people from Cockney
Meeting
Rebel.
famous
Yeah.
persons.
Have you ever met any famous people?
Well, sitting next to David Bowie was that. Well,
Tell us
that's.
all about it.
Well, David Bowie sang a song with Bing Crosby.
And you met Bing Crosby and David Bowie on a
No.
plane to Amsterdam.
No.
You were in a bar, you were drinking loads of schnapps
I
and.
was transit. I was transit, and was playing from Amsterdam to Florence with a stopover in Brussels, where we had to change the plane. And it was a very small waiting room, and I was there sitting in my Armani thing.
Armani suit.
Armani shoes, and of course
So you can picture it,
David
all those people
recognized
out
my
there.
Armani suit, and I was sitting there just leisurely reading the
Renus, I
newspaper.
can't imagine you in an Armani suit. If you could see Renus now, with he's wearing a jumper inside out.
Yeah, but it's Ralph Lauren.
Really? Okay, that's important then. But what's Ralph Lauren in reverse? Because this jumper is actually in reverse.
Ni l'orm fra.
Okay, that's good enough for me. And he's wearing a pair of grey sort of flannel trousers,
Yeah, that
multicoloured socks.
looks like policeman trousers when he's coming home from work.
And now he's going to conclude his story about meeting David Bowie?
Yeah, I've been a fool then. I've been a big fool then, because as I was a person wearing Armani shoes and reading a newspaper, was worth sitting next to, you know.
Of course.
And what you do is you don't take the seat next to, but you leave the politeness.
Yeah, space. A bit like when you're in a toilet, a gent's toilet, you never go next to the other person. You always leave one cubicle
at least
in between.
At least
one urinal in between.
Yeah, at least. And he was there. He sat down. I didn't like his jacket, and he was thinner as I thought.
The thin white Duke.
Yeah, that's when I understood. And it was with very little black and white squares, his jacket.
Okay, yeah.
And then some guy came up and he started talking with him. I thought that must be some kind of journalist, because of the kind of conversation developing, that you know that persons don't relate and one is just being polite to English persons among each other, and knowing that somehow they belong to the same circle, but only if you reckon that the circle is wide enough. And this person said, "Oh, that's Versace."
So it was a lot of fashion conversation going on.
Oh, fuck, that was the time of fashion. You were judged by the things that you wore. And one had to say that somebody was wearing a Versace just to communicate the fact that one didn't only go through the pages of the Vogue
the Yellow Pages.
No, the Vogue.
The Vogue. Yeah. Oh yes, fashion magazines.
You just don't go I need some wind, I need some fresh air.
Yeah.
But you actually study it and why you buy it and why what it cost and who made it and things like that.
So did Bowie sort of sneak a glimpse at your Versace suit?
No, I think he recognized my Armani shoes right from the beginning, and that was the reason that he sat next to me.
Mm. So Bowie actually sat next to you?
No, I didn't sit next to him.
He came and sat next to you.
That was it. I just continued, reading my newspaper. David Bowie, what the fuck? I'm not going to say, Bowie, can I please have your autograph on my newspaper?
We're in a very small airport. There's hardly anyone there except for you and Bowie. And
three, maybe four other people. Yeah. And then the day after, I found out that just a simple question would have gotten me the invitation to his wedding, because that was where he was going to.
Who was he marrying?
The black girl from East Africa.
He was on his way to the wedding.
He was on his way to the wedding.
Wow, so your Florence. Whole life could have changed if you'd have rebooked your flight. Because where were you?
Was also heading for Florence.
That's amazing. So you were on the same aeroplane. Not only were you in the same sort of airport waiting for an aeroplane,
no,
but
you were waiting for
the same aeroplane as David Bowie.
And this is actually the story, why I am not a millionaire.
Okay, continue.
Only one question. Mr. Bowie, where are you going to? I'm going to marry. Oh, so nice. Can I come to the reception, please? I also live in Florence. I've got a very nice girlfriend.
Well, you asked him if you could come to the reception. No, you didn't, did you?
I didn't say anything to him. I was too cool, you know.
Hence, that's where the story ends.
Me looking out of the window, seeing the Cadillac taking Mr. Bowie to his hotel in Florence. Right. Doesn't the SF have to go through customs, you know?
Bowie didn't even go through customs.
No.
He just went straight through.
The airplane was on, and this is pre-Euro time. The airplane...
So what year is this again? 1973 or something, you said.
Beginning of 90s.
90s, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 91, 92, 93. Something like that.
So he went through, didn't even show his passport, said, hey, you know, everyone, he expected everyone to know him as Bowie. everything?
No, they already knew he was Bowie.
They knew he was Bowie. Expected everyone to know. Yeah.
Because that was the Carabinieri, the Italian police.
Yeah.
And the Cadillac.
Yeah.
You know, looking out of my aeroplane, he was already out. I was not out.
He was the first to leave. Well, they let him leave the aeroplane before you did.
Yes.
This is the celebrities of the 90s.
Yeah, but listen, this was an aeroplane without a first class compartment. It was only working class.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your working class hero. He actually sang the song.
Yeah. Did he do a song called Working Class Hero?
Yeah, he covered it. He covered Working Class Hero.
So then afterwards you left the aeroplane and they asked you for your passport.
And then they didn't ask me for my girlfriend.
And when you met your girlfriend, did you say, hey, guess who was on the plane?
No, I thought no.
Otherwise she would have asked you loads of questions.
Otherwise I would have realized what kind of lifetime chance I had missed. On the reception, we become good friends, of course. And then I would propose, hey, can I write a song for you? You know, just the lyrics.
I know what you mean, yeah.
And get my money until the rest of my life because I'm such a good guy.
Of course, yeah. Mm. Instead, now here you are with your Inside Out jumper on.
Of Ralph Lauren, given to me by a Korean artist.
In Neukölln, in Berlin.
Yeah.
And life can only get better. It's 2009.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And we're happy.
Yeah.
We're about to start another show.
And Bowie is 60.
In Total French. Yeah, yeah. And you're still a young lad.
Still not.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I'm still not 60.
Okay, so we'll finish that. What were these called? These are DVD extras? No, they're after show. It's an after show.
Yeah. That was the first after show in French.
It was the first after show of 2009.
Yeah, thank you.
So, if I could just find the pause, it's a new machine, so here's pause.